This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Home Minister Amit Shah launched projects worth 1,715 crore rupees, including the second Legislative Assembly complex in Dibrugarh, Assam. Addressing a public meeting at Dibrugarh, Mr. Shah said the India-European Union Free Trade Agreement will boost Assam tea exports to European countries.
Assam ki chai ki khushbu.
The fragrance of Assam tea reaches the entire world, and the taste of Indian tea is enjoyed globally. This land has, in a way, given India a distinct global identity. The hard-working workers of the tea gardens here have strengthened Indian economy and played a major role in building a strong export system.
Mr. Shah urged the electors to vote in favor of BJP in the next assembly polls for development, peace, security, industry, flood-free Assam. Accusing the previous Congress government for neglecting Assam, Mr. Shah said Congress used infiltration as weapon for its vote bank politics. He said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the government is bringing infrastructure projects for the development of the state. Mr. Shah is in Assam on a two-day visit. He attended the Takam Maising Poreng Kebang Youth Festival as a chief guest at Dhemaji District yesterday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Acting President of Venezuela, Delcy Rodriguez, agreed to further expand and deepen the India-Venezuela partnership in all areas, including trade and investment, energy, digital technology, health, agriculture, and people-to-people ties. In a statement, External Affairs Ministry said Mr. Modi received a telephone call from the Acting President of Venezuela yesterday. The two leaders exchanged views on various regional and global issues of mutual interest and underscored the importance of their close cooperation for the Global South. The India AI Impact Summit 2026 will be held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi from 16th to 20th of February this year. The summit will be the first global AI summit to be hosted in the Global South. The objective of the summit is to enable global democratization of artificial intelligence and bridging the AI divide, as well as support the development of indigenous and local AI solutions. It will also focus on development of AI for good solutions across healthcare, agriculture and governance, among others, and aligning global standards and models of AI governance and innovation to the needs of the developing world. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi yesterday, Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnaw said that the India AI Impact Summit has received a phenomenal response from across the world and is shaping up to be the biggest AI summit so far globally. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal highlighted that India-EU Free Trade Pact covers one-third of the world population and impacts 25% of global GDP. Addressing the World Forum of Accountants in Greater Noida, the minister highlighted the vast potential of the European market. Mr. Goyal said that the European Union alone imports goods worth nearly $7 trillion and services worth $3 trillion, together representing a $10 trillion market. He said India's current exports are only a small fraction of this potential and emphasized that the opportunities before India are unprecedented and must be seized. The Indian Railways commissioned nearly 472 route kilometers of Kavach version 4.0 across three sections of its network, marking another significant milestone in strengthening rail safety. The three newly commissioned sections include the 344 kilometers Vadodara to Virar section on Western Railway, 35 kilometers Tughlakabad Junction Cabin to Palwal section on Northern Railway, and 93.3 kilometers Manpur to Sarmanta section on East Central Railway. In the Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Gujarat Giants defeated Mumbai Indians by 11 runs at Vadodara International Cricket Stadium in Kotambi, Gujarat last night. Chasing a target of 168 runs set by Gujarat Giants, Mumbai Indians scored 156 for 7 in the stipulated 20 overs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.